Computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, it's the Computer Corner. Are we here?
Surprise, we're here.
Mike, I'm doing the headphone thing again.
It's like you would think that we'd get this whole technology thing figured out. How many years we've been doing this?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's the Computer Corner. It's time to talk computers for the next 2 hours here on News Radio 620 KTAR. And, of course, this time of year, it's important that we delve into something that we all hate to talk about, and that is our tax returns.
If we hate to talk about it, why are we going to talk about it?
It's a necessary evil.
It's not necessary. I know somebody, a friend of mine, who just didn't pay. It caught up with him.
Conscientious objector?
Yeah, but...
Or just lazy?
You never know. He pays now, though. Plus penalties, plus interest.
Yeah.
Plus.
Well, we don't want to get into that whole talk radio discussion about the tax system. We know it all stinks, and we'd all love to see something change, but the reality is we got to deal with it for the time being. So today's show is about the various types of tax programs, and I understand we're going to have representative from Intuit.
Correct.
Do we have him on the line?
No, he will be coming in shortly.
Did you call him? Oh, well, let's get him on the line.
We're going to work on getting Scott Gobranson, is that
his
name?
Yeah, yeah, same guy we've had on the TV
Intuit
show. He's been on the radio show many times. TurboTax has gotten so ridiculous in all the different versions that they have that it's, you know, we need him to help us weed through that.
Yeah, do I need TurboTax Basic? Do I need the Home Edition? Do I need the Professional? Do I need the Business, the Small, this? I mean, there's 20 different versions, plus there's an online version, there's Mac versions.
And we don't want to necessarily, we're not here to promote TurboTax. It's just the most popular and has been for like 20 years or something ridiculous. So we're going to spend some time with Scott to work through that. But we also have lots of resources on the various other tax programs, Tax Cut, Tax Brain. There's a bunch of them if you want to do them online now. We're going to talk about all those issues of should I buy a program and install it on my computer? Should I use one of the web-based systems? Should I be a conscientious objector?
And if you're actually in certain cases, in certain income brackets, things like that, if your tax situation isn't real complicated, if you go to irs.gov, that's the website for the government IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, they actually have some links to some tax online tax services that are free in a lot of cases if you fall into, again, certain tax bracket categories and you don't have real complicated, like, for example, if you would use normally a 1040 EZ form and your income falls below a certain dollar amount, then they have some free options and things for you as well. So we've got all kinds of stuff.
Intuit's got their tax freedom project that they've had it for several years for those that qualify in that area as well. So so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, we've had a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to do my taxes on some website because the internet's not safe.
We're going to help maybe dispel the myth.
I see you dispelled something right there.
I dispelled it, man. We're going to dispel the myth, maybe, and maybe give you some pointers of things to look for if you want to do your taxes online. If you don't feel comfortable that way, we can give you some other options that involve technology and taxes. We got all kinds of ideas for you, and we invite you, of course, to call in if you've got questions specific to doing your taxes or tax.
No, not doing your taxes.
No, yeah. The technology and taxes.
We are not tax professionals.
If you're looking for recommendations for technology and taxes or ideas, or if you've got experience doing technology and taxes, all those kinds of things, we've got the number for you at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
You know who else I want to hear from out there? Because I know they're out there.
Who?
All those CPAs. Of course, they're probably too busy to deal with this, but I'd love to hear from the CPAs. I've talked to lots and lots of CPAs about, you know, is this good or bad, this tax software. Obviously, in the past, they had a lot more opportunity because everybody had to go to a tax professional or somebody, HR.
Or had to get those manual paper forms and try to figure that out.
Right, but usually, you know, if they're going to pay somebody, then, you know, there was quite a bit of opportunity there. Clearly, the tax software programs have had an impact in that area, but I've had varying feedback from different CPAs about, you know, if this is good or bad and, you know, why are you guys promoting that stuff? And some of them have actually told me that they like when their clients kind of just do a basic workup in one of these programs and then bring the return that they've created to them, and it just kind of shortens the process. So I'm sure it depends on how into this the various CPAs and what have you are, but I'd love to hear from either email or phone call from any CPA out there that could give guidance on some of the real obvious indicators that, you know, this is not a good way to go. Don't even try.
Maybe it's a good way for certain kinds of people. Maybe it's not for others, and so that might be something good for them to ring in. You know, CPAs going down that road, they've been using software to help them do taxes and to help keep your taxes straight and things if you go to a CPA for years and years. So technology and taxes is nothing new.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they ain't paying no $29 and $95.
No. Much more sophisticated software that handles a lot more than what your simple TurboTax can do. And there's a definite place for each different kind of choice. So maybe somebody like that can call in. Again, the number 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR, or at our website, of course, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and look towards the bottom for ask a question or make a suggestion links, and you can do that right here live on the air as well.
All right, so how much time do we have before the first break?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Let's introduce Scott and set the table here for the discussion as it moves forward. Scott, are you with us?
I am here, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Pronounce your last name for me again for the fifth year in a row.
It's Gulbranson.
Gulbranson, okay.
Yes.
We'll just call you Scott.
That's fine with me.
Scott from Intuit, that's easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, you've been with Intuit since, just after electricity?
No, I wish that, because I would have had some stock options. I probably wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be retired right now.
You'd have permagrin, as they call it?
Yeah, because we all know the stock market is really the place right now, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is now.
Getting there.
This is actually my fourth tax season with Intuit.
Okay, yeah, and we've had you on for three or four of those years as well to talk about this, and we appreciate you coming back. Now, it used to be real simple. You go to the store, you buy a box. There was one box. It was called TurboTax. And you took it home and did your taxes, and then it was cool. And then a second version appeared, and then a third, and then a fourth, and then a fifth.
And an estate version?
Online, and you got all this. So help us kind of understand some of the differences in how we go about figuring out, and in particular for the TurboTax product, how do we, as the average Joe, figure out, you know, when we're presented with all these options, how do I know which one I need?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and sometimes we tend to do things and it confuses people because they wonder why we have four different versions. And really, the reason we've done that is because customers have told us we have customers of all different types of tax situations and backgrounds, and they have varying degrees of needs. And so when you look at like a TurboTax Basic, which is just our standard product, handles all kinds of tax situations, but doesn't include a ton of help in the way of videos and extra help with, for example, rental properties and investments, whereas TurboTax Premier, our top-of-the-line consumer product, does have those. So people, if you have a pretty simple tax situation or you know tax well, meaning that your tax return hasn't changed much so you kind of know the ins and outs, TurboTax Basic is fine, but for people who maybe first time in their lives have a significant amount of investments, or hey, they've done really well in the real estate market, and they've upgraded their home, and they've kept the other one as a rental property, and they need to know the ins and outs of handling the tax situations there. A product like TurboTax Premier can help them. So we're just trying to cover everybody and make sure that they get what they need, while at the same time keeping affordable products out there for anybody to use.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously, reading what's on the website that explains each product probably be very helpful to start to weed through that. All right. Well, listen, we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, what I want to talk about is you and I had a discussion earlier in the week about the safety of using the internet to file taxes and who's got my records and all that stuff. I really want to kind of jump into that in some detail so we can try to explain this to the masses that are going, not for me. No
way,
baby.
Joe's.
No way, baby.
So we'll do that. We'll take more of your calls. Some of your calls. Some of your questions about taxes, technology, and that whole time of the year.
And stuff and some junk.
602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Calvaldivia, C.Cab, and your calls when we come back.
Grab some.